KSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Good afternoon, everyone, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashan, and welcome to today's show. This episode is called Beyond the Instrument, How Technology Changed the Way We Make Music. In previous episodes, we explore how music changes through fusion and cultural exchange. Today, I want to focus on another major force behind musical evolution, technology. The way we create music has changed dramatically over time, where instruments like synthesizers, samplers, and computers have allowed artists to create sounds that didn't exist before, while also changing the way we think about what music can be. Throughout this hour, we'll move through early electronic music, synth pop, ambient sound, sampling, digital production, internet-based genres, and experimental approaches to sound. Instead of only asking what instruments musicians are playing, this episode looks at how artists can use technology itself as part of the creative process. So let's get into it. First up, we're going to do three sets of songs, and we're going to do first an early electronic synth music one, which is Dirt by Compander. Let's get into it. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Dirt by Compander. Next up, we're going to do a synth-pop song, Stalker, by Sorry Girls.
Whisper and sweet defeat.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Stalker by Sorry Girls. Next up is our third and last set of the song. It's going to be an ambient music, which is Oriri by Kyra Liz Coverdale. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Oriri by Kyra Liz Coverdale. So this first set looks at how technology expands the possibilities of creating music. So as we can see with the first song, which was Dirt by Compander, this one has early electronic music, which changes the idea on what a musical instrument could be. So instead of using traditional instruments, artists can create sounds through electrical signals, synthesizers, and electronic processing. And then the second one was Stalker by Sorry Girls, which is a synth pop music genre, which uses electronics that brought many of these ideas into a more accessible format. And it combines electronic instruments with traditional songwriting structures. And it shows that electronic sounds didn't have a way to exist only in the experimental spaces. They can also become part of pop music itself. And then the third one you just listened to are Riri's by Kara Liz Coverdale. This one is ambient music that took the idea even further by focusing less on traditional melodies and more on the atmosphere, the texture, and creating a feeling or environmental change through sound, which this one out of the three is my favorite so far. And these genres show that one of the biggest changes technology brought to music is its ability to create entirely new sound worlds. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
We are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Alright, so we're going to do our second set of songs next. It's going to be in different subgenres of electronic music. So the first one we're going to do is a hip-hop sampling electronic genre, which is The Rain by DJ Unknown. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard The Rain by DJ Unknown. Next up is going to be a mixture of sound collage and plunderphonics electronic subgenre music, which is going to be with the song that we're going to play next is Mist on the Mountain by Maps and Diagrams. Let's see how we can listen to this now, if we can see if the sound collage is inside. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Mist on the Mountain by Maps and Diagrams. And as you can see here, it uses a mixture of sound collage and Plunderphonics music. And what we listen to is it's built from loops and it's found from different sound sources, and the album focuses on subtle variation, decay, and repetition, which I find really nice. Now for our third song on the second list is going to be right here, Stay Here With Me by Moonlight Ransom. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Stay Here With Me by Moonlight Ransom. Now, this second set that we have explores one of the biggest changes technology brought to music, the ability to transform existing sounds into something completely new. Now, what we've listened to is hip-hop sampling, plunderphonic sound collage, and modern electronic production in the second set. So the first one was The Rain by DJ Unknown, which uses sampling, which changed the way the artists approach recordings. So if samples, instead of only creating new material from scratch, musicians could take pieces of existing recordings and reshape them into some new compositions. So hip-hop producers especially helped develop this by turning small sections of songs, sounds, and rhythms, as you heard with The Rain by DJ Unknown, into the foundation of something new. And then after that, we listened to Mist on the Mountain by Maps and Diagrams, which uses sound collage, and Plunderphonics, which pushed the idea into treating recorded sound itself as the material itself. Anything from old recordings to everyday noises can become part of the musical piece. And then the last one we heard was Moonlight Ransom's Stay Here With Me, which continues this idea by allowing artists to manipulate almost every part of a sound, from individual notes to entire environments, which I find really, really nice with electronic music. And technology didn't just create these new genres, it changed the way that artists think about creating music itself. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right, we're going to do our third set today, and we're going to do first some modern electronic production, which is Tiny Dancy by Garpo Pap. Let's see how this sounds. We'll be right back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you just heard Tiny Dancy by Gorpopap. So next up, we're going to do some IDM, experimental electronic music. We're going to do Blue Light by CT57. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Blue Light by CT57. Isn't it beautiful you just listened to? Well, this one is IDM, which is experimental electronic music, and it has a bit of ambience on the side too. Up next for our third set, for our third song, is going to be some internet music and vaporwave, which is from the song Solace by Jane Pacnia. Let's see how this sounds.
I want to hear your voice call.
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Solace by Jane Pacnia. So this third section that we focused on is on about computers and the internet creating a completely new musical space. So genres like IDM or intelligent dance music pushed electronic production into more experimental directions, as you heard with the song Blue Light by CT57, a Canadian artist. So, instead of focusing on only dance floors, artists began exploring unusual rhythms, complex textures, and abstract sound designs. And Vaporwave, which is from the third song, Solace, by Jane Pacnia, it focuses on technology changing music culture itself. And many artists use samples, slow down sounds, and digital aesthetics to create something connected to internet communities and the nostalgia itself. Now, these genres show that technology doesn't just change how the music is made. It also can be changed how music spreads, and online communities allows these artists and listeners from around the world to discover and develop new styles together. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, so next up we're going to have our last set of songs to show to you. First up is going to be a hyperpop music genre, which is by Ida Diana Maidstone with her song Cadillac. Let's see what this brings to us.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Cadillac by Ida Diana Maidstone. Up next, we're going to do listening to a field recording by Ed Herbers, which is with his song Gloam. And up next is going to be a really special one right after that. So let's get into it. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and that was Gloam by Ed Herbers. So, what we have heard throughout this episode is how technology has changed the way artists create and experience music. So, from synthesizers to electronic instruments to sampling, digital production, internet genres, and experimental sound, technology has expanded music beyond its traditional ideas and what an instrument can be. And one of the most interesting things with listening with modern music, it's almost any sound can become part of a composition. a recording, a computer-generated texture, and even sounds from the environment, such as we heard right now, can be all musical material. So what we've listened to first was Ida Diane Maidstone's Cadillac, which uses hyperpop, and then we heard Ed Herber's Gloam, which is a field recording, and both of them follow under electronic music, but in different ways. To recap about what this show is about, my show is about showing the different genres of music together and combining them to make something completely new. It's about the hybridization of music genres, and it's to get people to understand more about what different cultures are about, the different sounds, how we can do all this together and not be limited to just one category. And my goal for this is to let people know that genres are always going to change, it's always going to connect with others, and it's always going to connect with different cultures as well. It's not going to be stuck in one culture, and there's always going to be influences and roots of the music culture, and it all come together, and this is my goal for this show right here. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to the episode Beyond the Instrument, How Technology Changed the Way We Make Music. This is George Bastian, and we have one more song left for you to listen to. And this is My Own, which is from the EP Aphotic Depths, which is a mixture of ambience, electronic music, and field recordings. And what we have is samples from the water, some synthesizers, as well as some MIDI instruments from Logic Pro. This is George Bastian again, and you're going to listen to my song, Twilight Zone. And this is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Have a great day. Thank you.